It's been a little more than 1 year since Illinois doubled its cigarette tax. It was supposed to serve two main purposes, but it's fallen short of one of them, and the other cannot be immediately measured. Tri-State's Public Radio's Chris Lovingood has the story.
The dollar increase made the total tax for a pack of cigs $1.98. Governor Pat Quinn spoke about the tax increase in June of last year at a Special Olympics event in Springfield.
We had to make some tough decisions that are necessary to protect our state from having a collapse of its entire Medicaid system.
The tax hike was supposed to prevent that collapse by raising $350 million, with much of it targeted for Medicaid. However, in the past year, it raised $212 million. That's about 61% of what was expected. State Treasurer Dan Rutherford says he is not surprised.
Anytime you raise taxes, I think you're going to have yourself some diminishing opportunities out of it, and this may well be one of the most glaring examples.
Rutherford, who is running for the Republican nomination for governor, says there are a number of reasons why the funding goal has not been reached.
Either they miscalculated, the market wasn't there, people stopped consuming, or they're going across the borders, or they stockpiled.
Rutherford says a majority of the money from the tax increase did go towards Medicaid. Some of it was also supposed to help pay for school construction projects, but he says the money simply is not there. Another goal of the cigarette tax hike was to improve preventative care. Governor Quinn hoped the increased cost of a pack of smokes would convince some people to quit. However, it's not always easy to kick the nicotine habit. Randy Fry knows firsthand. He's been smoking for the last 40 years.
I need the satisfaction of the strength, the nicotine, and all that crap, so...
Fry is a customer at Discount Warehouse Tobacco in Macomb. He says the tax increase did not change how many cigarettes he bought, but rather what kind.
I used to smoke Marlboro Reds. Now I'm smoking Marlboro Black 100s. Like I said, they're just as satisfying. I can get them cheaper because they're usually on sale and crap like that. I'm not going to smoke just anything.
The American Lung Association and the Illinois Tobacco Quit Line were supposed to send to county health departments information on how many people have stopped smoking since 2012. However, Amy McAllister of the McDonough County Health Department says the information remains unavailable.
We don't have the data coming in yet, and it will take a while to gather up the data.
How long is a while?
It could be anywhere from a year or two up to 5 years.
She says it will take a while because the information might be filed in a number of ways or it just has not been reviewed. Even though the Illinois cigarette tax hike fell short of its revenue goal in the first year, President Obama is considering a similar plan. He's proposing a 94-cent cigarette tax increase in his 2014 federal budget. That increase is estimated to raise $78 billion over the next decade. The money from the president's tax proposal would help pay for preschool programs. I'm Chris Lovingood, Tri-State's Public Radio News.